At her house in central Uganda, Katie Davis tries to get her youngest foster daughter, Patricia, into clothes to start the day. Patricia's mother is HIV positive. She already had 11 other children and literally handed Patricia over to Davis in 2009.
That one?
Yeah.
Pretty. Good choice.
Davis wears a tank top and boxer shorts with her long brown hair pulled into braided pigtails. She's just 22 years old, American, and the legal guardian or foster mother of 13 girls in Uganda.
People definitely ask me why so many. And my answer to that question is, these are the children that God brought to my door. I mean, my first instinct is not like, oh, a baby, let me adopt it. Because I think best case scenario, they're raised in Uganda by Ugandans. But knowing that there's nowhere else for them to go, I don't find myself capable of sending them away.
So how did Davis get here? Well, after high school, the American teenager was eager to do volunteer work in Africa. She started teaching kindergarten at an orphanage in a small village near the town of Jinja, Uganda. One night, down the road from the orphanage, a mud hut collapsed on three small AIDS orphans during a rainstorm. Agnes was 9 years old.
I was in the hospital and I asked Mommy whether I can live with her. And she said yes.
Davis couldn't find any living relatives willing to take them, and she refused to send them to an orphanage where there were already so many children.
A lot of times it's up to 100 kids, and the workers are always changing. Even if you form a relationship with one of the aunties or one of the mamas or whatever they call them at the orphanage, that mama might leave, and there are volunteers in and out all the time who you form attachment with, and then those people leave. And I didn't want them to have to go to an orphanage and have that life.
She rented a house, and 10 more girls moved in over the next year and a half. They had been abandoned, abused, or watched their parents wither away from AIDS. Every Tuesday, Davis packs up her 13 kids, whom she usually homeschools, and takes them with her to a small village near Jinja.
Here we are. Windows up, please.
Here, barefooted children scamper about naked, covered in dirt, with their stomachs swollen from chronic malnutrition. Most have never gone to school or slept on a mattress. Davis's foster daughters, Procy and Agnes, know what that's like and appreciate their new life.
I sleep on beds. I eat enough food, and I have my own mother.
I feel like she's really my mother because she shows me love, and I feel like, yes, this is my mom.
Here in this village, Davis runs a feeding program at the school for 1,500 children 5 days a week. Inside the kitchen, a man pours buckets of plump brown beans into a silver pot as big as a bathtub.
So they let the children from down in the village come up and they all get their food first and go back, and then they dismiss one class at a time.
One small boy, Puten Sikio, says he used to go to town to beg for money, but now he goes to school so that he can eat. It's his only meal of the day. It's all part of Davis's non-profit organization called Amazima. It also sponsors 400 Ugandan children to go to school and assists their families with food, medication, and school supplies so that Ugandan children can be raised by their parents or relatives despite crippling poverty. The job of director supports Davis and her foster daughters in Uganda. But being a stay-at-home mom is her real mission. At the end of a long day, Davis scrubs her two youngest daughters clean in the bathtub. When she's asked if 13 girls are too many to care for, Davis is adamant that she can handle it and points out that the courts in Uganda agree. For each girl, a judge has ruled that Davis's guardianship is the child's best interests.
I think that's definitely something that I was made for, and God just designed me that way because he already knew that this is what the plan was for my life, even though I didn't.
At night, she herds her daughters off to bed and gets them tucked in for sleep. Katie Davis says she hopes for a husband and biological children too, someday, but for now, she'll stay in Uganda for the family she already has.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too, baby.
Deutsche Welle Radio, Bonnie Allen, Jinja, Uganda.